This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, May 3rd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In a move to crack down on Christianity nationwide, the Chinese communists are targeting the cyberspace. They have removed Bible apps and Christian WeChat public accounts, reports International Christian Concern. According to a tweet by Father Francis Liu from the Chinese Christian Fellowship of Righteousness, a few snapshots of Christian accounts' landing page, such as Gospel League and Life Quarterly, no longer show any content. Instead, a message reads, quote, "We received report that this account violates the Internet User Public Account Information Services Management Provisions, and its account has been blocked and suspended," end quote. A Christian member of the Finnish Parliament, Pavi Rossinen, is facing 6 years of imprisonment for allegedly committing 3 crimes, including, quote, "hate speech," end quote, for supporting a biblical view of marriage and human sexuality on social media, on television, and in a pamphlet, reports the Christian Post. A member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland, Rossinen took to Facebook on June 17, 2019, to criticize her denomination's participation as an official partner of the Helsinki Homosexual Pride Parade. She tweeted, quote, "How does the church's doctrine, the Bible, fit together with the cause where shame and sin are raised as a topic of pride," end quote. Plus, she included a picture of Romans 1, verses 24 to 27. The passage declares, "Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty of their error." During a special Fox News Ingram Angle town hall last Thursday evening, Laura Ingram asked Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis what he thinks of the assertion by President Joe Biden and the political left that America is a systemically racist country.
You watched Joe Biden last night deliver his first address to a joint session of Congress. He repeated twice this proposition that we are a systemically racist country. Your reaction?
Well, it's a bunch of horse manure. I mean, give me a break. This country has had more opportunity for more people than any country in the history of the world. And it doesn't matter where you trace your ancestry from. We've had people that have been able to succeed and all. And here's the problem with things like critical race theory that they're peddling. They're basically saying all our institutions are bankrupt and that they're illegitimate. Okay, so how do you have a society if everything in your society is illegitimate? So it's a very harmful ideology, and I would say really a race-based version of a Marxist-type ideology. So we've banned it in our schools here in Florida. We're not going to put any taxpayer dollars to critical race theory, and we want to treat people as individuals, not as members of groups.
Appearing on ABC's Good Morning America, Democrat Vice President Kamala Harris talked about racism.
One of the greatest threats to our national security is domestic terrorism manifested by white supremacists. And so these are issues that we must confront.
Last Thursday, Nebraska Republican Governor Pete Ricketts disagreed. Contrary to Vice President Harris's claim, he said the greatest threat was the defund the police movement.
That is not the single greatest threat to our safety and security in Nebraska. In fact, if you look over the course of the last year with the riots, the real threat to security is the dangerous defund the police movement, which is in some states undermining law enforcement and preventing them from doing their job. You know who that harms the worst? It's our folks in the minority communities, because they know that the police are there to help them. We've got to change this narrative with regard to law enforcement. It has never been harder to be a law enforcement official than right now. We need to support our police, not attack our police.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott said Democrat President Joe Biden's first 100 days have been very successful for some.
The Biden first 100 days has been very successful for the cartels, for the drug smugglers, for the human traffickers who are profiteering off of all the migrants who come across the border illegally. And because so many migrants are coming across the border illegally, what it means is that the Border Patrol officers are fully occupying processing all these migrants, and that leaves open miles of border that the cartels can come across. And that's why I launched what's called Operation Lone Star. We have deployed 1,000 Department of Public Safety troops, as well as National Guard, to our border to secure our border from the people coming across. The deal I want to cut is Texas will secure the border, and the Biden administration will pay for it.
And finally, a 79-year-old man in Alberta, Canada, went to beauty school last week to learn how to do his wife's hair and makeup, since she can no longer get ready on her own, reports SunnySkies.com. The gentleman, who has chosen to remain anonymous, walked into Del Mar College of Hair and Aesthetics and told director Carrie Hanna that his wife's appearance is, quote, important to her, end quote, but she's losing her vision. Hanna said he wanted to first learn how to do his wife's hair as she kept burning herself with a curling iron. So the school set the loving husband up with a student and mannequin to teach him how to curl hair and protect his wife's skin. They also taught him how to apply mascara. Hanna was amazed by the man who had been married 50 years, saying, quote, all of us were in tears. That's what real love looks like. It was really great to see an authentic, real human gesture of love, end quote. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 says, love is patient and kind. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, May 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.